WTTS on demand.
Michael, it's like listening to a Marvin Gaye record from the 70s. I'm sure you hear that a lot.
Yeah,
you hear the Bill Withers comparisons, and you hear all these comparisons. And so those were your influences, safe to say?
Pretty much. I mean, quite a few things, but around the time of writing some of these songs and recording the album, and Marvin Gaye was an influence, and a bit of Bill Withers. I mean, that was like early on, so that's kind of in the songs, I guess, like from being a bit younger. But Marvin Gaye is my favorite singer. So.
Now, you're from London. Your parents, though, were not. Give us a bit of your background.
Well, my parents are Ugandan, and they traveled over to the UK. I believe, like, it's the late 70s or early 80s. I don't actually know exactly when. It was just a better way of life over in England. Uganda was kind of going through a bit of stuff, so...
Yeah,
to say the least. So it was a bit easier to get things going. I mean, I say easier, but it was like life. It wasn't easier. It was just like more opportunities. So my dad studied in England and got some qualifications. My mum worked. They met and had me and my brother, and that's why I'm an Englishman.
And now you're in America, the kind of the first American tour, and we saw you at Bonnaroo back in June.
Yeah.
What were your expectations for this tour? Have you met them? What is your reaction so far to everything going on the last few months?
Yeah, that's an interesting question for me. I never really know what to expect because this year is the first year I've ever been to America, as even just seen it, let alone play music. So it's so big that you just don't really know how it will work. So, like, I never know what to expect. Each gig, I just hope people are there, you know, as much as, you know, like, it doesn't go much further than that. And then I'm happy if there's anyone there as well. That's like, and then just try and play the best you can play. And so the expectations aren't, like, high. They just try and have as much fun and play as hard as I can, I guess, and see as much as I can. So it's pretty cool.
What I think is cool about the music is that it's got a retro feel, kind of a familiar sound. I mentioned Marvin Gaye, but it's some of the most unique stuff out there right now.
Oh, cool.
So that's what I think is kind of cool about it. Let's hear some more. And by the way, tickets are on sale for the show tonight, Old National Center, Bahamas, before you, Una before Bahamas, and Una's great as well. So it should be a fun night of music.